Hi, my name is James Shepherd with CC Sales Pro, and in today's short tip, I actually got an email from an agent that says, here is the situation. I speak to a merchant over the phone or face-to-face. They say that they're open to seeing what I can offer, and it makes sense to look at it, but they have too much going on. They have too much on their plate. In short, they're saying this isn't a priority. How do we handle that situation? So, what happens when you get a merchant who is pretty much just trying to get rid of you? You know, oh, that sounds great, but I have too much going on right now. I have too much on my plate, something like that. Well, there's two different ways that you can go after that, two different ways you can rebuttal that objection. The first and most powerful way is simply to discard it, okay? Simply discard it. So, in other words, if a merchant says, boy, I'd love to take a look at that, but I just have too much going on right now. And I just say something like, yeah, I know, we're all so busy. It's crazy. Honestly, though, this is only going to take about 5 minutes of your time. How about if I swing by on Thursday around, say, 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Would you have 5 minutes then? So that's how I do it. I try to just kind of blow past it. You know what I mean? I don't really even try to engage with them on it. I just say, oh, I know, it's crazy. I've been running ragged myself lately. But anyway, it'll only take about 5 minutes. So how about we just do it on Thursday afternoon around like 3 o'clock, you know, something like that. You want to try to really just go right past it. Don't even deal with it. And the other thing you're doing is you're personally identifying by letting them know that you're busy as well. You don't want people to think that you're just like sitting around your house all day waiting for somebody to call you. You know, you're busy as well. You have lots of clients, you know, you have things to do. Your time's valuable as well. Now, if that doesn't work, and if they're like, you know, yeah, but I mean, I just wouldn't have time right now to consider it because, you know, maybe it's something more serious. They're like, you know, all the time it would take to switch or whatever it might be. In that case, you do have to kind of address that. And here's how I address it. I basically tell them this. I say, Bob, let me ask you something. You have some people that work for you, right? And they say, yeah, I do have some people work for me. I've got, you know, 5 or 6 employees. I say, okay. I say, now, they get a lot of things done for you so that you don't have to do them, right? Yeah, that's right. You know, that frees me up. Okay, well, here's the way I want you to look at your credit card processing, okay? You are about to potentially decide to hire me. So if you decide that you want to switch over to my company with merchant services, really, in effect, you're hiring me. I'm going to be working for you so that I can get all these things done that you don't have time to mess with. So I would never dream of asking you to invest time in, you know, reprogramming your terminal or things like that. Now, other processing companies, they want you to do all this stuff yourself. We don't do that. I'm going to do it for you myself. So you don't need to worry about that because all the things that you're thinking of that you have to do, and I understand where you're coming from because, like I said, a lot of other processing companies have you do all this stuff, but I don't. I'm going to be working for you just like the people you have right now that work for you, and they get things done. I'm going to get things done with the credit card processing. And the great thing about it is it's a month-to-month agreement. So, you know, I know you don't know me that well. I don't know you that well. So if we get 2 or 3 weeks into this and you decide to go with me and then we're working on switching things over and you're like, man, you know, James is dropping the ball. He's not getting enough done. It's a very simple phone call for you to make to say, hey, I don't want it anymore. So you don't have to worry about it. I'm telling you, my commitment is your time investment is going to be very minimal, basically just time enough to look at the savings, make the decision to move forward, which is not going to take very long at all. Then from that point, I'm literally going to take care of everything. I'll even train your employees on the new equipment if you get an upgraded terminal. So you really won't have any time investment in this at all. Now, let me ask you a question, Bob, and this is where you close the deal, okay? Let me ask you a question, Bob. If I'm willing to invest my time to work for you in order to make this change happen so you can save money and take advantage of the value, are you at least willing to sit down and talk with me about it for 5 minutes? That's a great question. You ask that question, it's pretty difficult to say no to that, okay? So anyway, hope that was a help to you, Vic, and also other agents that I'm sure are also experiencing that problem. Have a great day.